Espresso English Podcast, Episode 40, Bad English.
Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson.
There are two phrases I hear many students say, "My English is terrible," and "Sorry for my bad English." Be careful, because these two phrases are dangerous to your English learning. Why? Well, if you constantly describe your English as bad or terrible, or if you say things like, "I can't speak English very well," you will eventually begin to believe that it is true. These negative thoughts will make you less confident, and your progress in English fluency will be slower. You might even give up completely because you believe you can't do it. However, the people who are most successful in achieving goals are those who believe they can do it and who make the goal part of their identity. Even if your English is not perfect, tell yourself this phrase instead. "I am an English speaker. I am learning to be fluent, and I am making good progress." These are more positive thoughts, and they'll help you progress faster. So, how can you tell other people that you're an English learner or English as a second language speaker without using words like bad or terrible? Here are some useful phrases. Don't say, "My English is terrible." Instead, you should say, "I'm working on improving my English." The focus of the second sentence is positive. "I'm working on improving my English," and it shows that you're actively working on making your English better. Don't say, "Sorry for my bad English." Instead, you should say, "English isn't my first language, so please excuse any mistakes." The second sentence explains that you're not a native speaker and requests patience and understanding without using the word bad to describe your English. Don't say, "I don't understand." Instead, you should say, "Could you repeat that, please?" Or, "Could you rephrase that, please?" Or another option, "Could you speak a little slower so that I can understand you better?" Asking the other person to repeat something means you want them to say it again using the same words. "Could you repeat that, please?" Asking the other person to rephrase means you want them to say it again using different words. "Could you rephrase that, please?" And the final sentence asks the person to speak slower, but it still focuses on the positive. "Could you speak a little slower so that I can understand you better?" "Understand you better" is positive. It doesn't focus on the negative. "I don't understand" or "I can't understand" is very negative. Now, what should you say if the other person doesn't understand you? For example, if you say something and the other person looks confused, don't worry too much. Maybe they didn't hear you, or maybe they weren't paying attention. It's also possible that they're not yet accustomed to your accent. To check understanding, you can ask the other person, "Does that make sense?" If the other person says no, then you can say, "Let me try again," or "Let me clarify." Then say your sentence again. You can try repeating it using the same words, rephrasing it using different words, or simply speaking slower and being careful with the pronunciation. This will make it easier to communicate. There's so much to learn in the English language that most people focus on their difficulties and think about all the things they don't know yet. However, you can change your perspective and learn to think more positively, and one way to do this is by keeping an English success journal. Every time you make progress or you have some small victory in your English learning, write it down in a notebook or in a document on your computer or cell phone. Here are some examples. Today I learned 3 new words and used them in sentences. Today I understood how to use the present perfect. Today I practiced listening for 15 minutes. Today I remembered a word without using the dictionary. Today I understood some of the phrases in a song or movie. Today I successfully made a phone call in English. These things can be big or small. The important part is that they show progress and improvement. On days when you're feeling depressed about your English or when you don't have much motivation, you can read your English Success Journal to see all the wonderful progress you've made. This will help increase your confidence and encourage you to keep going. I hope you've learned some useful phrases today. Instead of saying, "My English is terrible," or "Sorry for my bad English," you can describe your English in more positive terms that show you are learning, making progress, and getting better and better. If you want to accelerate your progress, check out the ebooks and courses at espressoenglish.net. Each book and course focuses on a specific area like vocabulary, pronunciation, grammar, business English, and more, helping you make a lot of progress very quickly. Visit espressoenglish.net and click on ebooks and courses to see what's available. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.
If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.